So 1 o'clock for the head coach of the Browns. We'll hear Kevin's press conference right here on 92.3 The Fan. Looking forward to that. Anytime anything gets delayed, especially something that's usually as regimented as his press conference on Monday, gives me a pause just a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, if there's one thing you can say about that guy, he's always on time. And when he's not on time, I have questions.
Yeah, I wonder what that's all about. Maybe nothing at all.
Yeah, hopefully everything's okay with the family.
Maybe a big, I'm sure the family's fine, I'm guessing. I'm wondering if big conversation within the organization.
Yeah.
Or I'm wondering if maybe lunch wasn't ready on time.
Yeah.
So you never know, but we'll find out 1 o'clock now for Kevin Stefanski, which gives us even more time to talk about the Guardians.
Could be anything from quarterback to, hey, I got to take my kid to half day kindergarten. You know?
Tonight you have Alex Cobb going up against his former Giants teammate, Carlos Rodon. Okay, either one. Anybody can get hot and go. That's terrific. You picked up Alex Cobb to pitch in games like this. He's going to pitch tonight. He went 3 innings in the ALDS. Dano, I would think, ideally, after using 8 pitchers in Game 5 to get past the Tigers, which, by the way, is still stunning to me that it worked. I say that only, I know how good the bullpen has been. The bullpen has been heavily used, and Matthew Boyd, though he had some traffic, went only 2 innings. I thought, wow, okay. You took him out before a second time through the lineup. I would think, ideally, if Stephen Vogt could say, I would like this out of Alex Cobb tonight, it would be 6 or 7 innings. Get me through the 6th and maybe into the 7th, or get me through the 6th. I'm going to push it past 5, because if he could rest that bullpen a little bit, it could set this team up for the rest of the series.
Well, let's lay down the groundwork. This series is going to be a little bit different than the previous series in that you're going to have less off days. And so the way that the guards did this, where they had these bullpen games, where they could just basically go, all right, one time through the lineup, and we could blow out the pen, because
can't really
we know we
that.
Have an off day here, and we know we have an off day here, and we know we have an off day here. That's gone, because it's one,
it's
two.
Monday, Tuesday.
Yep, Monday, Tuesday in New York. You're off Wednesday.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
So that advantage of having all of those off days to rest those guys is a little bit out the window. So I think you might be onto something where you're looking at an Alex Cobb and going, okay, if you
like, if he gives up 2 or 3 runs through 4 innings, he might be out there for a 5th.
It's on the table if it's been like, hey, they got one hard hit ball off of him, and it's not a whole bunch of traffic and walks and all of that kind of stuff. Like if it's just like one bomb that caused the situation. But like, I am with you. They can't ride this pen, and it makes me wonder what the plan B is if, let's say, Alex Cobb comes out and doesn't look absolutely dominant. Do you look
go
to split
Joey Cantillo and let him try and pitch 3 or 4 innings in relief?
Or do you look to split in New York? Do you look at game one and go, okay, let's unload the pen, let's get everybody out here, let's keep this thing as close as possible, and then game two we'll hand the ball to Tanner Bibee and go, all right, bud, we need 7 innings. Go get him, Tiger. Like, I partially wonder if that might be the thought process. If we go 1-1 in New York, we feel good coming back to Cleveland for 3.
Home field advantage to me in baseball doesn't mean a hill of beans. So if you get a chance, and it's nice to play in front of your home crowd. I get that.
I understand.
I'd rather have good pitching than a good crowd.
Numbers would tell you the same thing. Yep.
Yeah. So I would think that, I would think he's going to do, and he being Stephen Vogt, he's going to do what he's done all season, which is manage the bejeebers out of the game he's in and worry about the next day, the next day. And you know what? I don't have any issues with that. If he feels, and ideally, again, I want Cobb to go, you know, 6 innings tonight, maybe more. That's unlikely. Let's go 6. If he goes 5, okay, and you can cut down on the bullpen usage, that's fine. If he goes 2 or 3 and you're in trouble, man, and you want to do what you did the other day, okay, great. Roll out all those relief pitchers. But that might mean in game 2, you know, you go coming out of the pen with Cantillo, coming out of the pen with Gavin Williams, and ask those guys to
Pedro Avila.
Right, and ask those guys to go 3, you know, to eat up some innings so that you're not dead meat when you get back to Cleveland and have to play 3 games in 3 days.
and especially with the workload that you've been putting on Class A is the other part. Okay, go. We need you for two innings here. We need you for an inning and a third here. We need, like, that's a guy that's not used to having that much of a workload. And granted, adrenaline does a hell of a thing, and, you know, it is the playoffs, and these guys train to throw 40, 50 pitches. You know, that way you got a great 20, in the same way that if you're an 100-meter sprinter, you train the 200 and you train the 400 so that your 100 is a little bit easier on you. So I get it from that perspective, but I don't think you are going to see the parade of relievers that you once did in this series.
Let me ask you this one. Pitching, we obviously think, is the key. I want to ask you about the position players on the roster, because it's a little different than it was, and it might have been a little tight before.